Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Bob's on the line. Hopefully we'll have him with him in just a moment. But before he gets here, I simply want to point out that according to Mortimer Zuckerman, who is a member of the Trilateral Commission, attended Bilderberg meetings, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, he's one of the elite who runs our country, one of the 75 to 80 people. He's the editor of U.S. News and World Report. He's a brilliant individual, and even though I disagree with his globalist philosophy, I will have to admit that I respect him as an intellect. And in his most recent article, and you can find it on the Internet, I think he wrote it yesterday or a day before, I think it was August the 27th, and you can find that at USA and World Report news site. Why he actually talks about the fact that we have today in the United States 25 million Americans either unemployed or underemployed. In other words, they certainly don't have an adequate job, have a part-time job. Probably the figure might be even a little higher than that, probably closer to 30 million if we go by John Williams' statistics. But be that as it may, a devastating figure. And as he points out, why, of course, nothing the Obama is doing is going to help this. And, of course, basically, of course, he doesn't tell you what really needs to be done. He doesn't explain to us or his readers why we have this problem. We have it because of globalism. We have it because, of course, of a taxation system that is designed to drive our corporations overseas. And, of course, the spending, there's just no way you can spend at the level we're doing. We have 56 million people already retired with what they call the entitlement, Social Security and Medicare. And basically now we have, according to Mr. Zuckerman, 79 million retiring starting as of January of this year. 79 million baby boomers on top of 56 million already retired. And there's no way in the world we could possibly pay all those people their entitlements. You're not entitled to anything. The money's been spent. There is no Social Security fund. There is no Medicare fund. They've been lying to us for years. They're simply buying the votes of the people with our grandchildren's money. And now, of course, the day of reckoning is here. What we really need to do, of course, is certainly we need to change the tax structure. We need to increase the taxes on the corporations that produce overseas and reduce the taxes on the corporations that are here. We need to reduce spending, and we need to reimpose taxes. Tariffs. We need to reimpose tariffs to discourage our companies from going overseas, so they want to produce here in the United States, so it will cost them a great deal of money to produce overseas and bring their products into this country. But you see, the globalists who control our country have no loyalty to this nation. They're globalists. Their loyalty is the internationalist dream, and their objective is to destroy this country and impoverish our people. Bob Chapman, it's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Go right ahead.
Well, I've been advocating tariffs for a long time. Congress is in no way interested, but it's understandable.
But basically, the Republican leaders don't want them. The Democrat leaders don't want them because the globalists control both political parties. And there's not one in 1,000 Americans who understand. We have a one-party system with two branches. One we call Republicans, the other the Democrats. Bobby, go right ahead.
And because of their control by people from behind the scenes, nothing happens.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Don't have to pay any corporate taxes when they go overseas. We've designed this to encourage our corporations to go overseas, and of course there's no way we can address what's going on unless we cut spending, and they have no intention of cutting spending here in the United States. They're going to have to cut Medicare. They're going to have to cut Social Security. Nobody wants to hear that. Oh, but of course, they're going to have a two-tiered welfare system, one for the wealthy and one for the not-so-wealthy, and we're going to have to transfer the responsibility for taking care of the aged back to the local communities where at least they'll get some care under the federal government care if they're going to be allowed to die. That's the only way to make the system work. They're going to have to get rid of Granny. They're going to have to get rid of Granny. Bob, you go right ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's what the extension of debt extension was all about. The new bill that they just passed, called the Budget Control Act of 2011, and they could have settled that debate in 15 minutes, and the whole thing was a setup. Everybody in Congress knows it. And at the last minute, we had the Standard & Poor's, which is a, and always has been, a captive of Wall Street, step in and say, we're going to lower your rating. And the reason why is that you're not deducting enough money from Social Security and Medicare. You're not cutting enough. And if you continue to not cut enough, we'll lower your rating again. So the extortionist procedure, where they were 10 and 15 years ago when this should have happened, nobody knows. But anyway, that's what that was all about, including the imposition of this Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, known euphemistically as the Super Congress. And what that is all about is the implementation of that group of 12, plus the president, they would put together legislation, and in this case, the debt legislation, and it would submit its findings, its bill, and in this case, the cutting of the items that they wanted to cut, and they would give it to Congress. The problem with it is that when they give it to Congress, Congress can't amend it, can't debate it, can't filibuster it. It's an up-and-down vote. Well, if they own 90% of the votes, that means that they're going to get everything they want passed. So it essentially bypasses Congress. This is the same thing that existed in the 13th century when they had Star Chamber proceedings in Soviet Russia with the Politburo, and more nearly like the 1933 Enabling Act, in which Adolf Hitler became dictator with all the power within the executive and this committee, the Enabling Committee. And this is exactly what's going on in America, and they want to make whoever is president essentially dictator. And so those are the two reasons why they had the discussion over the bill instead of passing it in 15 minutes. And that's what they're up to.
I think you're absolutely right. And the American people don't understand that Congress is now irrelevant as far as budget issues are concerned. You either vote for it or you vote against it. If you vote against it, why, of course, the whole system of government begins to collapse. But there is no input. There's no amendment. There's no discussion. You either do it or not. And, of course, this is how you make Congress irrelevant. And basically, 12 people instead of 455 535 are going to run our government. That's the way it's going to work. And certainly then the president will execute these new policies, and they are going to cut Social Security. They are going to cut Medicare. But, of course, they're going to do this. And the congressman has said, well, there's nothing else I could do. Not my fault. I was totally against it, but I was forced to vote for it. And if they don't vote for it, why, they'll get certainly all funds withdrawn. The establishment will run people against them in the primary. If they do vote for it, of course, the people will be furious with them. But it is simply to sideline Congress, to do away with representative government, and to establish an imperial presidency. Go right ahead.
Well, that's where this is all headed. And most people don't realize it because they don't understand what we do about history and politics and economics. And it's unfortunate. But it is fortunate that there are pissed people who listen to these kind of programs that do find out. But I hope that other people have spoken about this on the airwaves, on television perhaps, but I haven't heard anybody speak about it. But hopefully others have. And that's really what they're up to here. And so the next step is the committee going ahead and making the cuts that the Council on Foreign Relations and the Peter Peterson Foundation, he used to be the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, that they've been trying to put together for a long time. And the reason they couldn't pass it is that the people who are in Congress know if they pass it, they never go back to Congress again. And this is the way they're trying to avoid that. But this is what they're up to.
Well, it's going to be very interesting as this unfolds. Of course, they'll keep our attention focused on foreign wars. They'll keep our attention focused on the economy. And, of course, right now, of course, the whole economy of Europe is beginning to grind on down. So there's tremendous financial uncertainty in Europe. People are taking the money out of their banks. People are buying gold and silver with it. So the European people are very concerned that the whole financial structure of the banks of Europe is going to crumble. And, of course, if they get into trouble, we're going to have trouble here because our banks have lent a tremendous amount of money to the European banks. Many of our insurance funds are invested in those European banks. Many of our pension funds are invested in the European banks because they've been paying good fees. But what happens suddenly if those banks go down? And that's the big thing right now. Will those banks in Germany and France that have been lending money to the so-called pig nations, will they survive?
Hello?
Yes, I'm just asked a question. That was a rhetorical question, Bob.
Well, yes, they are doing as you say they are. And they probably will continue to do so at an accelerated speed. Either on the 7th or the 15th, I can't get it quite straight, the German federal court in Karlsruhe is going to rule upon the veracity of the European Central Bank unilaterally creating money and purchasing bonds of these nations which are in trouble, the latest being Italy and Spain, and quite a hundreds of billions of dollars is what we're talking about here. And the Germans contend that under their treaty with the European Central Bank that the ECB can't do that. And if they want to do that, they have to go to the German parliament, so to speak, and they have to approve it. And so this German federal court will rule on this. It's a non-political court, too. And I think they're going to say, no, you can't do that.
Well, I certainly hope they will, because, of course, if the European Central Bank is allowed to create money in massive amounts of like our own Federal Reserve System did, our Federal Reserve created over $16 trillion and led it secretly to banks and to corporations all throughout the world back in 2008, early 2009, and wouldn't let anybody know where that money had gone or even what they'd done. And when they asked, they said, oh, well, it's a secret. We can't let anybody know. People would lose confidence in the banks. I hate to say it, but Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders, he's a dedicated socialist, but when they got through this new legislation, the Dodd legislation, why, he insisted that one of the stipulations was the Fed was going to have to tell the American people what it had done. Well, they didn't want to tell it, but when the legislation passed, they had to. And then we find out about the $16 trillion the Fed led up. Where did they get the money? They simply created it out of nothing. And, of course, they led it to all these banks over there. And, of course, obviously they want the European Central Bank to do the same sort of thing. But this is going to lead to inflation. Right now, we're already getting the inflation here. Why, prices are up at least 8% in the food stores, probably closer to 10%. But they'll admit our food prices are up, and certainly our gasoline prices are up. Inflation is beginning to take off here in the United States. According to Bob, it's probably going to be 14% by the end of this year, 20% by next year. And it doesn't take too many years at 20, 25% inflation before the value of your life savings, your pension fund, your insurance policy, your certainly annuity, are all worthless, gone like yesterday's sunset. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think you're correct. Right now in Europe, inflation is climbing quickly.
The real... Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
America, not so bad. Things are not good in China. People are investing in gold over there. The average American really doesn't understand what's going on because they control our reality and they get as fixated on sports and all sorts of unimportant issues. But the really important issues as far as the future is concerned, people don't understand we have inflation. Now, the government says, well, maybe we have a 2% inflation. They're simply lying. Are you going to believe what the government said? Are you going to believe your lying eyes that tells you that suddenly there's I saw a program this evening that admitted that food and was up 8%. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the big expenses. Certainly the price of houses is falling, but the price of rents are going up. And basically, of course, they've taken food and they've taken imported goods and they've taken fuel out of the inflation index. Why? so they can deceive the American people and to say, see, there's no inflation. Well, they're lying, and they tell us that we have a rising gross domestic product, but then they lie about inflation, about unemployment. And if you look at the real rate of inflation and the real rate of inflation and compare it to the gross domestic product, actually, the gross domestic product has never come back. We're in a recession, we're in a depression, but they don't want the American people to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And more of our companies continue going overseas. Certainly we're driving the people who manufacture electric light bulbs, incandescent bulbs. They're leaving the country. They're going over to China to build their fluorescent mercury light bulbs over there. We're driving country after country, company after company offshore, and they're doing this intentionally and purposely, and we're still losing jobs. We've lost over 900,000 jobs in the last 4 months. But the average American has no idea what's really going on. Go ahead and pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, no, they don't. And these night lights that they're manufacturing are far more dangerous than the ones they're replacing. And they're doing them on low wattage, which is dreadful for those who have used them. You can hardly see by them. The wattage runs 20, 30 watts, and it isn't sufficient to see by. It's like having a candle or something. But anyway, you break them and you get problems. And I guess they last longer, but...
They last longer if you don't ever turn them off. If you burn them constantly, why, of course, they'll last a lot longer than an incandescent bulb you burn constantly. But if you turn them off and on, why, they don't last sometimes anywhere even as long as an incandescent bulb, because I put the two in together in the same light fixture, and at least in my experience, the fluorescent wore out before the incandescent. But we're told, oh, my goodness, but you leave them on all the time. You never turn them off. They last longer. Well, supposedly I thought this was all about saving electricity. Well, you know, you have to understand the figures don't lie, but liars figure. And yes, if you leave them on constantly and never turn them off, they last longer. But what does that do to your electric bill? Go right ahead, Bob. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Well, this is just one instance of 450,000 companies that have left the United States, never to return, unless you make it unprofitable for them to stay where they're at. And it would not only entail implementing trade barriers, tariffs on goods and services, but, as I mentioned, also overlooking the currency manipulations. And then what you also must do is rescind the legislation that allows transnational corporations to keep their profits offshore. And that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And how they ever got that thing passed, I'll never know.
Well, because they
but
wanted
right now,
our corporations to
$2 trillion sitting out there.
But you see, Pop, they wanted our corporations to move overseas. And so they don't pay any corporate taxes in the United States if they produce here in the United States. We tax them 35% if they stay here. And they get home free if they go overseas to produce. Is it any wonder that more and more of our corporations are going overseas? They knew what they were doing.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Get better. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't intend for them to get better. They're doing everything they can to transfer our industrial production overseas and gradually grinding down our economy because their purpose is to lower our living standards and raise the living standards throughout the world. That's the plan. But you can't tell the American people the truth. Why, they might be incensed. They might even start to begin organizing to try to get rid of the brotherhood of darkness that controls both political parties. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for our guest. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, and even more important, why it's important for them to subscribe to the International Forecaster.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. It's published by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays and runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. Everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can email. You can go to our site, which is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you'd like to ask a question and we answer everyone or get a free copy, or get a copy of our latest releases on gold and silver shares, email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
Well, I think this last week we've seen the most beautiful example of manipulation of the gold and silver markets. It was just a week ago when we were talking on Monday. Why, of course, that the price of gold was over $1,900 an ounce for gold. The price of silver was $44 an ounce for silver. But of course, Bob had anticipated that the price of gold and silver were going to drop. Why? Because Thursday was when the options closed, and the way the system is played, why, of course, it's played like the people, members of the Brotherhood of Darkness, win and we lose. And if you're a speculator and you're in the option or commodity market, the whole program is designed so that you will lose out. Well, of course, the following day, Monday, the prices were up. They started to drop the following day. They dropped it dramatically on Wednesday and on Thursday. Why, gold hit at a low of about $1,725 an ounce. I think it closed about $1,750 an ounce there on Thursday, which meant anybody who was invested in that lost their shirt. And the same thing with silver. They dramatically reduced the price down to about $38.50 for silver. And they can manipulate the prices, and the prices are manipulated, and people have to understand that. And so what do you think is going to happen now, Bob?
I think that we're going to head almost immediately right back up to 1900, and I believe that the price will go right through. And the same thing is true at silver at $50. I don't think there's any way they can stop them. They can impede them, as you say. The manipulation was totally in your face, and they didn't care who knew that they were doing what they were doing. I didn't anticipate a $200 drop, but on the other hand, I did expect there would be pressure, but nothing like that. And they, in that process, raised margin requirements on gold twice, which I don't really think had much of an effect other than taking out the small and perhaps some medium-sized speculators or investors. And I think in the final analysis, they have to consider, just like they had to after they did the same thing to silver, that silver is a very thin market, and gold is not. They can't get away with what they could with gold. And gold is more of a cash market than silver is. And so I think that not only have they made a mistake, but like with silver, on the way back up again, who's going to be sellers? Most of those sellers were wiped out. And so there's no overhead resistance as such. So I think that it'll go right back up there again. How long will it take? I don't know. Maybe a week or two or three or four. But that is about it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not positioned, if you're still in cash, reevaluate this, because they're going to destroy the value of our currency. They know exactly what they're doing, and nobody's going to tell you this, but there's a small group of people, about 6,000, that run our country, control both political parties, and certainly control the hierarchy of the military. They control the banks, the corporations. They control certainly our political parties. They control our educational system, our tax-exempt foundations, our media, and they make mockery of the democratic process. And they're using the wealth and strength of America to bring about this one world order. That's what it's about. Why do you think we have military bases? to 800 military bases throughout the world. Why do we have troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world? Why are we involved over there in the Near East and the Middle East, toppling nation after nation after nation? If you think that these countries are falling because of democracy, why you've been watching CBS for too long? Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Robert calling from Fruindale, California, with a question for Bob. And if you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Robert, do you have a question?
Yes, I do, Dr. Spann. First of all, good evening.
Good evening to you. Thank you so much for calling. And what would you like to ask?
I have a question for Mr. Chapman. As he knows, I don't have to tell him, there's a growing trend of mergers and acquisitions in the gold mining field. And today, the latest one is that Orico Gold has announced taking over Northgate Minerals. And it's strictly not a cash deal. It's strictly a stock transaction situation whereby this Mexican producing company will take over a Canadian-Australian producing company. I wonder if Bob could shed some light on what's going on and if this is a good deal.
Well, I don't know if it's a good deal, but I haven't studied it. And so it could be, it could not be. I can't say. You got to see many of these all-stock deals. One of the reasons why is that naked shorting is so rampant, and it's a big winner because these hedge funds will get together and sell stock that don't exist, and they will drive the stock down and very often drive the company out of business. So in order to protect themselves, companies will merge, and in that merging process, those who have stock in both companies would have to tender their stock so that they could receive stock in the new joint company. And when they go to do that, they can't do it because they don't have the stock. And the people who bought the stock that they sold that didn't exist before, they're going to be clamoring for their stock. And that forces the naked short to have to go into the market to buy the stock. That, in turn, makes the stock go up. And that's one of the reasons that you see these stock-to-stock mergers, and you're going to see a lot of them. The SEC has thousands of complaints like this. And it just isn't little mining companies on the Vancouver Stock Exchange, which is the TSE, or on the over-the-counter bulletin board or NASDAQ. We're talking about a lot of companies that are listed on the American and New York Stock Exchange. And in Canada, they clean the mess up, so to speak. Not in the United States. So why? Because it's a tremendous source for income for major brokerage houses and banks and hedge funds and others. And so the SEC is not only overwhelmed, they seem to be in no hurry to do something about it. And most managements in the mining companies, they say, well, look, we're not politicians, we're not economists, we don't want to get involved in the shooting match with the SEC, and so they're supposed to regulate, and we're supposed to build mines, and that's their attitude, and the main reason it is their attitude, especially with companies that are in production, is that they don't want to come under any pressure from government. That's really what it amounts to. So that's why you're going to see a lot of these.
Does this work to the advantage of the gold company?
Well, yes, it is. But they're forced to do it.
I see.
They might not do it otherwise. So what you got to do is find.
I remember when Barrick bought Placido, they didn't want to sell at all. And
no.
Monk, who ran Barrick, made an offhand comment to a reporter up in Toronto. He said that people were complaining about the takeover, and he says, "Heck, that wasn't my doing. The lawyers wanted it." So that was goes right into what you're saying, that outside forces are forcing these companies to do certain things.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks. Anything else you'd like to say, Robert, before we let you go?
Bob, thank you very much, because I hadn't really thought of it in that light completely.
Okay, fine. Well, God bless, and just get all those people over there in Fruindale listening, and let's go to Pat up in Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Pat. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. God bless you guys for getting the word out. I tell you what, I listen to you all the time, so and try to get other people to listen to you. But I had a question for Bob. Some time ago, I invested into it was a penny stock, and I don't know if he's familiar with it. It's called, it used to be called Constitution Mining Company. It's called Gold Sands in Peru. Are you familiar with the?
Yeah, I've heard of the company, and the stock was close to $2, and went down to 13 cents.
It's like 10.
And I, pardon me.
Like 10 cents now.
Yeah.
And it's
another classic naked short operation from what I can see, but I really don't know the internals. I had heard that the company went to the SEC and told them of their problem, and the SEC obviously didn't do anything about it. How good their property is, I don't know.
Mining, you know, and they've actually came out, you know, double what they were, you know, hoping to find, you know, and, I mean, everything they've done so far is they have proven, you know, reserves that are there. And the stock just seems to, every time they come up with all these this good news, this stock doesn't seem to do anything. So,
well, it did do something. It plunged.
Yeah,
and that's what the problem is. And there's a lot of companies like that.
Pat, the thing is, when you get into these penny stocks, they're always gambles. They may be something worthwhile, they may not. But you're gambling right now, unless you really love to speculate, you're better off, I think, to stay with something you know which has a tremendous upside potential. I'm talking about the big companies, because they have a long way to go. The little ones might make it, they might not. I mean, but this is a real gamble. I think you'd be better off being with something to be pretty dependable. What would you say about that, Bob?
Well, I think you're right, but, you know, they're contending with the same naked shorting problems. And again, nothing's done about it. You know, what you say about mining companies, and particularly exploration companies, is absolutely correct. But why should they have to put up with this criminal activity? And it's criminal. And the government won't do anything about it. I mean, we have a whole structure in our country that is totally criminal. A criminal enterprise, just like we saw in the Soviet Union after the wall came down and Yeltsin took over. I mean, that family, they stole billions, if not trillions, of dollars. And the same thing's going on in America all day, every day. It's not only naked shorting, it's also front running. They call it flash trading. That's exactly what it is, front-running. It's illegal, and they stand by and watch it all day long.
Pat, you're playing with the big boys, and the rules are we win, you lose. So if you want to stay there, it's a good place to you might make some money there.
Well, obviously, you buy more shares when, you know, and when know, the shares are a lot less money, and you don't have a lot of money to spend. But
if you don't have a lot of money to spend, you shouldn't be speculating. You ought to be in something that you know is going to go up: gold, silver, or a large gold or silver stock. Parting thought, Bob, before we let Pat go.
I think that predicament will change once you see more mergers.
Right.
And some of the companies are overcoming it by getting retail buying. And that's another method of stopping them.
But
they do have a good management program and some very well-known people that are running the thing and that have backgrounds with,
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Pat, go right ahead.
Well, I just was saying that, they do have a...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The gamble, sir, you might make a good deal of money, but you might lose a great deal of money. And believe me, in most of these, far more money is made in the stocks than will ever come out of the ground. I remember being told that 50 years ago by a very wise man. The exploratory gold and silver mining concerns are a means by which a few people make a lot of money and an awful lot of people lose an awful lot of money. So be very, very careful. We're very uncertain times. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there and you're in a position to help us and you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield. Why, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you're not in a position to help, but you agree with us, why, we'd covet your prayers for our provision and our protection. Certainly, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you'd like to understand what's going on financially, why, of course, we've written a little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. Another one is called Prophetic Warning. It's my commentary on Andrew Jackson's 1837 farewell address, 1837 farewell address. And it is so apropos for what's going on today because Andrew Jackson anticipated everything happening today, and the same forces are at work in America that were at work here at that time. If you haven't read the book entitled The Creature from Jekyll Island, we do carry it. It's probably the most important book you'll read. We carry the DVD, The Secret of Oz, The Secret of Oz by William Still, who made The Money Masters. This is an excellent DVD. We're very, very pleased with it, The Secret of Oz. We carry, of course, the book, The Coming Battle. It's The Coming Battle by Mr. Walther, who is an attorney, writing in 1899. And the topic is, the banks are going to try to take over the United States. And they have taken over the United States. Go up on my website, RadioLiberty.com, pull down our newsletters, Sydney. Go to the web, go to your search engine and look up Congressman McFadden. Congressman McFadden, type in Radio Liberty and Congressman Louis McFadden. And we've recorded all of the history of what's going on in my newsletters. They're available at our website at RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, we carry books on the Rollback and Meltdown by Thomas Wood. Excellent books giving you the background of what's going on, but not from the conspiratorial point of view. But the trouble is, there is a conspiracy. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. To really understand what's going on from a geopolitical point of view, you need to hear my talk on the dark secret. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. Now, on DVDs, we recommend them. There are certainly syllabuses go with either one of them, so you can check out the facts that we're bringing out and just read through, get the quotations. If you want to understand who is really running our country, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs. David Rockefeller was the permanent chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. He is the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, a permanent member of the Bilderbergers, and in his memoirs, which we carry, David Rockefeller's memoirs, on page 405, he says, you know, lots of people say that my family and I are involved with a criminal conspiracy, you know, working against the best interests of the United States, working with others to bring about a new international order. And if that is the charge, I plead guilty. And then he goes on to say, you know, we have been raising the living standards throughout the rest of the world. What would you have done? Please pray for America. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They are the views for this next hour of Alan Gottlieb, who's been certainly has an organization concerned about gun owners' rights, and he's written articles recently on what's going on, certainly down as far as the BATF actually should be helping to arm the Mexican drug cartel. And let me repeat that. The orders from the BATF have actually helped arm the Mexican drug cartel, and there's a program down there, I think it's called Fast and Furious, something of that sort, by which, of course, the BATF was telling the gun shops down there to release guns to people under very suspicious circumstances so they could track them into the drug cartel. And then, of course, once those guns got, and we're talking about 1,000 or more guns, many of them very, very dangerous guns, being transferred to the drug cartel down there with no significant follow-up at all. Alan, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Why don't you just give us a little of your background, your organization, and then tell us about this operation. This is one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard.
It really honestly is. It's so incredible. It's hard to believe it's even going on. My background is I've been involved in defending gun rights since 1972, first as chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. The first group is a direct grassroots lobbying organization, and the Second Amendment Foundation is an educational and legal defense fund, most famous these days for the McDonald versus Chicago suit that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of individual gun rights and incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment and made it applicable to all 50 states. So I've been involved in this battle a long time, and I'll be honest with you, I've never seen anything like what the BATF is doing. You know, in the past, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, when they got involved in trying to bust the bad guys, so to speak, the illegal guns, what they do is they try to buy the guns illegally, you know, from somebody selling them illegally, and then they bust the person, take the person off the street, and the guns off the street, which sort of made sense. This is exactly in the reverse. This is where the BATF puts the guns on the street and gives them to the bad guys, then supposedly is going to track where the bad guys take them and what they do with them, and eventually bust people further up the chain. In this particular case, as you mentioned, Fast and Furious, that's the title that was given to it in the Phoenix, Arizona office for a project called Operation Gunrunner. And what they did there was some of the gun dealers got a little suspicious when people would come into the store wanting to pay cash for the guns, and not just buy one gun, but you know, buy dozens of guns at the same time. So they called the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and said, "We think we have a suspicious person here buying guns. We need you to come down here." And they were told by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, "Oh, no, we know all about it. We want those guns to be sold. When you call them in here, there'll be approval codes to sell it to these people." Then took the guns and ran them across the border to Mexico to so-called drug cartel leaders in Mexico. And, of course, they never told the Mexican government this was going on. Nobody could ever track anything once it left across the border to begin with, which, again, makes no sense.
But, Alan, it looks like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was intentionally arming the Mexican drug cartel. I mean, this is, what other possible explanation could there be?
Well, let me give you what the real explanation is to this, because it's really kind of scary. You remember, and I'm sure you do, and maybe your listeners do, last year both President Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder came out and talked about how 90% of the guns used in crime in Mexico are traced back to the United States. Well, we knew that was a bogus number because it doesn't count. The guns Mexico doesn't ask to be traced back because they know they don't come from here. Like all the AK-47s from China with no serial numbers, all the guns that come out from military governments in South America that go to the drug cartel, all the guns that military deserters leave with from Mexico's army and sell to the drug cartel, and all those guns they get from the corrupt police departments in Mexico.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, certainly Alan's been talking about all the guns that down in Mexico, and of course, the Attorney General Holder and the members of the Obama administration were saying, all these drugs that are being used down there by the drug cartel, they're all coming from America. And of course, the whole idea was to justify ever-increasing control of guns here in the United States, saying that all these guns owned by the, being utilized by the Mexican drug cartel that were being used to kill people by these vicious organizations were coming from America. Whereas, of course, this was not true. In fact, probably a few of them did, but most of them did not. And so, basically, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms told the gun stores in Sydney, down along the border, to release these weapons. We're talking probably over 1,000 weapons were actually released to the drug cartel. The BATF was actively arming the Mexican drug cartel over the objections of the gun store owners. It probably never would have even been brought out, because the gun stores, most of them are afraid of the BATF, until, of course, a couple of Americans were killed by guns which had been transferred or allowed to be transferred to the drug cartel by our own BATF. Go right ahead.
Okay, well,
would that be a good enough summary of what this is about?
Oh, yeah, it would be. The only way to justify those numbers, in order to push their anti-gun agenda, they wanted to shut down gun shows, and they wanted to ban, again, many semi-automatic firearms that were banned when Clinton was president on a ban that sunsetted. They decided to manufacture the numbers by pushing these guns across the border. Now, what brought it to light was, you're right, when it came back and killed some Americans, but the first American that got killed was a Border Patrol agent. And that's how the gun got traced back to this project, Gunrunner, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And one of the members of BATF in Phoenix's office couldn't live with this. He thought the program was stupid to begin with. So he decided to become a whistleblower and released a lot of information, including videotape of people walking out of stores with these guns and cartons and caseloads of ammunition as well. We now know there's over 2,500 firearms sold out of Arizona alone that went to Project Gunrunner. And just now we found out that it extended to Texas as well. And Senator Cornyn in Texas now has been demanding some answers, because a lot of gun dealers in Texas have come forward, given him information how they've done this out of Texas as well. Senator Grassley has been screaming for information for this. And Congressman Daryl Issa from the House Government Oversight Committee has been trying to hold hearings on this as well. But the administration is not cooperating. You know, they say they're transparent, but they refuse to turn over documents and refuse to let witnesses testify. In fact, 3 ATF agents that didn't really testify or give the information sought by the committee in the House on government oversight.
Hold that thought, Alan. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Allen's giving us the background. Certainly, there have been some whistleblowers in the BATF. When you're a whistleblower working for government, they're going to destroy you. They're going to come after you. But a few of the people working for the BATF have had the courage to come forward and saying, we are actively arming the Mexican drug cartel. And then, of course, more and more dealers have come forward, not only Arizona, but going into Texas, that they were actively instructed and ordered by the BATF to sell these drugs, these weapons, and we're talking about lots of weapons and lots of ammunition, to these people who are obviously affiliated with the Mexican drug cartel that were going to take these across the border. And now there have been 2 Americans killed so far with these guns. And basically, when you sell guns to drug users, somebody's responsible when those guns are used to kill Americans with. Is anybody going to be held responsible, for being an accessory to murder?
Well, I'm not sure about the accessory to murder, but I'm hoping for surely in contempt of Congress for lying to Congress during these investigations. You know, ATF, you mentioned 2 Americans being killed. That number, the ATF and Justice Department admitted that it was 11. Now they just sent a letter to Congressman Issa saying, we're sorry, but the number we gave you was incorrect. It's upwards of 24.
That these people or Americans have been killed with these guns?
Here in this country, but also over 200 Mexicans, law-abiding people in Mexico have been killed by those guns in Mexico.
Well, and to think people don't understand these drug cartels, these are vicious groups. I mean, recently, within the last couple of weeks, there were 5 people beheaded, in Acapulco. They have found areas, where there'd be 100 bodies buried, horribly tortured, mutilated bodies of people who have been captured by these drug cartels that we are arming. And this is not one site, but numerous sites. And you can actually go back and you can look these things brings up these stories. Horribly mutilated bodies, 50 to 100 bodies sometimes in individual site, run by the drug cartels that are being armed by our own BATF. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's just appalling. And, of course, the administration trying to cover this up, the cover-up, just like in Watergate, is worse than the crime. But in Watergate, nobody died. Now we've got over 200 people in Mexico dead and over 24 in the United States dead. And the administration is playing stupid and pretending like they don't know what's going on. But we now have proof that Attorney General Eric Holder knew about this back in 2009 because of a videotape speech of him talking about it. We know that the White House would have had to have known about it because now, thanks to other whistleblowers, we know that the IRS, the Department of Homeland Security, a bunch of other agencies from the federal government all coordinating with the ATF. It wasn't a lone rogue operation. It was all done under the Justice Department direction. As a result, it obviously had to be approved by the White House if all these agencies were all working on it together. So to claim that Obama didn't know about it and that Eric Holder didn't know about it, it was a flat-out lie to Congress. And so hopefully we'll be able to hold some people, you know, to contempt with this and prosecute some people for lying to Congress, and there's enough evidence to prove that.
Well, of course, if you accuse him of lying to Congress, though, who would actually be responsible for the prosecution? Eric Holder. And, of course, how can you get Eric Holder, who is part and parcel of this cover-up and a liar, and I think criminally responsible for these deaths, certainly, because the buck should stop at least with him. We know he was involved. He's not going to prosecute anybody. This is certainly, we're just dreaming. If we think Eric Holder is going to prosecute anybody for murder with the drugs that we allowed to be sent to the drug cartel, these are not nice people. These are vicious, dangerous people, and they're being armed by our own ATF. Doesn't make sense. How do they justify this? How do they excuse the fact, well, yeah, we gave them the guns, and then, see, we didn't know how to follow them. They knew they wouldn't be able to follow them once they got in the hands of the drug cartel. How do they justify this?
Well, I don't know. You can't justify it. And the only reason why it was done again was to influence American gun control laws, get more laws passed here. My hope is that Congress is going to appoint their own special prosecutor from Congress to prosecute the people who lied before Congress, because obviously you're right. Eric Holder is not going to prosecute himself.
And Sidney, Obama is not going to prosecute, and basically it's going to be cover-up, cover-up, cover-up. Now, I don't think it necessarily matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in power. Usually it's always both parties cover for themselves and cover the criminal wrongdoings, but this is a serious matter. And Sidney, we're talking about Sidney, an awful lot of people killed in the United States, an awful lot of people killed in Mexico. And certainly when you put a weapon in the hands of a vicious criminal, I would think that you would be held criminally liable for what he does with that gun. And it doesn't matter that you were doing it for an altruistic purposes. You wanted to take away the guns from the American people and close down the gun shows and close down the gun dealers. Doesn't matter what your purpose was, especially when you lie to Congress. So is Congress up in arms, or are they simply more concerned about other issues, like passing new legislation to restrict our freedom in one form or another?
Well, they're definitely up in arms to a large extent, but there's a number of U.S. senators and a number of House members that are really taking charge on this, and now it's forcing a couple of some Democratic members of Congress and the Senate as well to come out screaming for answers, because they know they're not getting them and they don't like the cover-up that the White House is doing. So my guess is that you're only going to be able to get some lower-level administration people indicted for lying to Congress, because the big boys in the block won't come testify. But what's going to happen is this is going to become a giant election issue, because the lack of transparency, the cover-up, the murder that took place with these firearms, what's going to happen here is I think the American people aren't going to tolerate it, and you can see it be part of the next election cycle.
Well, because Barack Obama promised that he would run an open administration, transparent was the term he offered. Transparent, in other words, you would know what the government is doing. Looks to me like he's just as bad as the Republicans were.
Well, maybe even worse. I don't think they murdered anybody. So, or provided the weapons to murderers to murder people. This is really a story that's got legs to it. And it's going to be around for a while as more and more comes out. It's like death by a thousand cuts to the administration for not being transparent. because there's a number of whistleblowers now and a number of agencies, including one that just came out from the CIA, and admitted the CIA was also involved in this operation, Gunrunner and Fast and Furious, and coordinated with ATF and the Justice Department. And so as more and more whistleblowers are coming forth here, there's no way they're going to stop it from getting public. So that's why it really was kind of stupid to begin with. They should have just admitted they did it and moved on.
But the thing is that, you know, if they would, the papers and radio and television would cover this again and again and again and again, and day after day after day after day, it would be forefront in people's minds. But we had a few articles in the paper, and it's pretty well died down. We're not reading much about it anymore. So I know the hearings are going to go on, but of course we're not hearing about this on the news. They focus our attention on the things they want us to think about, but most of the time our attention is being focused on really important things like, oh, the baseball and, oh, football and golf and tennis. And ladies and gentlemen, they control our reality. We are governed, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested, largely by the people who control the mass media, who don't want us to think about anything of any significance or importance. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you'd like to talk to Alan Gottlieb or have a question for him. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Alan.
Yeah, well, the thing is that as more and more information comes out, and, you know, this isn't the media that we had a couple decades ago. We now have the new media as well, between talk radio, the blogosphere, the internet. More and more gets out all the time, and that's what's really forced people like CBS to run three stories on it. Fox News has run, you know, at least half a dozen. A number of newspapers picked it up a little bit. But you're going to see as more and more comes out, this is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And at this point, the administration can't hide from it. They can try not to be transparent, but we're going to force the sunshine in on all this, and there's no doubt that all the information is going to come out. The hearings in Congress are going to resume again. They've got more information, more whistleblowers, more videotape. Believe me, it's going to be there. It's just that shows like yours are more like on the cutting edge, getting the word out first, but eventually the rest of the media will come along because it'll be too big a story for them to ignore.
I agree with you. Well, all we can do is just keep plugging along, trying to get the information out, and we certainly want to get you on some of our other programs so we can talk about these things. It's an important issue. We must not let it die. So I know Congressman Issa has been doing a great job, hasn't he?
He's been doing a phenomenal job, and people, listeners, should really call, email, fax, write him, let him know that he's done a good job. Thank him, compliment him, and encourage him to keep it up and keep doing it, because this is really, really important. I don't think we've ever had a president and attorney general that's done anything quite like this before and then covered it up when innocent Americans are dying. And these are not the end of the Americans that are going to die because of this. These guns are still out there. No one's recovered them. Eventually, they're going to be used in more and more crimes by the Mexican drug cartel down here in the United States.
Do we have any idea how many guns were actually transferred to the drug cartel under the auspices of our Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms? A serious crime. How many guns do we have any idea were actually transferred?
Well, we only know how many were transferred out of the state of Arizona at this point, because thanks to the whistleblowers, we pretty much have a good record. It's over 2,500. We don't have the numbers from Texas.
2,500?
2,500.
And because then what about the other states?
And there's also millions of rounds of ammunition.
Right.
Texas is another state this was done from. We now know that. Senator Cronin has gotten the information on that. We don't have the numbers of guns yet. We have one whistleblower in Texas that's feeding us some information. But Texas is a much bigger state. If 2,500 went from Arizona, maybe 10,000 went from Texas. Who knows?
Well, I think it's such a vitally important issue. In fact, I think maybe it's something we ought to talk about maybe on our Saturday program. Our guest, of course, is Alan Gottlieb, and Alan's done a great job of getting the information together on certainly Operation Gunrunner, Fast and Furious, and certainly we're talking about one state, 2,500 guns, and probably tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We'll be right back in just a moment. How many rounds of ammunition did you say, Alan?
I think...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
About this as I am. Why, of course, you need to get involved. And Alan, I'm sure, will be telling you what you can do in the way of contacting people later in the program. But Alan was simply saying that some of the government documents had been obtained, but they were all blocked out. In other words, they don't want the public to know. But apparently some government agents, incensed about what is going on, have turned over the same pages without the material being blocked out. Now, have you seen copies of these, Alan?
Yes, I have.
And did they were sent to you, or who were they sent to?
I'm not at liberty to say that right now, but I have seen a lot of information that the government doesn't know that's out there in private hands, so to speak. Everything that I have seen, I'm convinced 100% in accuracy that Congressman Daryl Issa or Senator Grassley has copies of as well.
All right, fine. So basically then this is being sent to Congressman Issa, who incidentally is a very interesting individual. He ran an electronic company, made a lot of money, and instead of simply going off and enjoying life, he actually ran for Congress, and he's been in Congress trying to do something for this country. Instead of simply living the good life, why, of course, he's dedicated himself as a public servant. He's been back there long enough to become the chair of one of the committees. And far as I'm concerned, he's certainly one of the outstanding people out there. He's done a very, very good job of learning how everything is being obscured, everything is being hidden, and he's learned how to question the various people who go before the government and lie. They will give an answer with a slight little qualification that they'll slip in, and he will pin them down. I think he's doing a great job. What are your thoughts, Alan?
I think he's doing an excellent job. I watched one exchange with him with Attorney General Holder, not in his committee, but another committee that he serves on, when he was able to ask Holder questions, and Holder would refuse to give the answers, and ISA would keep holding the seat to the fire, and that's where we got Holder saying that he didn't know about Operation Gunrunner up until a few weeks prior to this, you know, encounter in Congress.
But that's, of course, a perjury.
Perjury, yeah. And, you know, and then we have proof that he knew. And he didn't realize we had proof that we knew that, he, you know, there were dates and things that he, a memo that he initialed off on about it, a videotape that he had made that talked about it in 2009. So when he said he never heard of Project Gunrunner or Fast and Furious, you know, it's one thing we wanted to claim he didn't know that they were doing some of the things they were doing, but to claim he didn't know about the whole program, we know it's a blatant lie.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Alan Gottlieb. And Alan, what's the name of your organization?
The Second Amendment Foundation.
The Second Amendment Foundation. How can people get in touch with you?
Easiest way is through our website at www.saf.org, at samalphafrank.org, or just put Second Amendment Foundation into any browser and we're going to pop right up. Our address, our phone number is all there on the webpage. But during business hours, if you want to call the office and ask for information, we're more than happy to supply it. The office phone number is area code 425-454-7012, 425-454-7012.
All right, fine. Of course, Alan's doing a great job on the front lines of this, trying to get people to understand the degree of corruption. People are being killed. They're being killed in Mexico, they're being killed in the United States with guns which have been transferred for all intents and purposes to the Mexican drug cartel, a vicious group of I believe, satanic killers. I mean, if you get in the background of the atrocities that they have committed, I mean, torturing people to death, not one, but literally hundreds of people, decapitating people and defacing people and defaming them and mutilating them and have their, and we're talking about hundreds of bodies found in not one but a number of sites. And the American government is transferring weapons to these people. What madness is that, or is it perhaps something far more sinister? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. For this, to get to this program, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Alan, what sort of response you're getting when you talk on other radio programs on this subject?
Well, at first it's sort of like disbelief because nobody can believe our government could be doing things like this. But then as you get through all the facts, dates, names, and places, people realize it's for real. And then they get very angry and very upset by it. You know, it's the whole credibility of the United States and the world community is at stake here as well. Because this now is an international incident. Mexico's very angry and upset about it as well, and with good reason, since they were not informed about what was going on. The main thing is people really, I guess at this point, are so angry and so upset about it that they want Congress to do something about it and do it now.
I certainly agree. Something needs to be done. I think we're fortunate to have Congressman Issa on top of it. But you have to be involved. Believe me, the one thing the people in Congress fear is an informed electorate. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Oh.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Alan Gottlieb. And Alan, you go right ahead with the story. And something you mentioned when you tell people about this initially, they find it very difficult to believe. But certainly as they begin, if they really look into it, fortunately we do have the internet, we do have the information up there so that they can get the full story. But it's a matter of motivating them, getting them off their, you know, getting them away from the television to understand the very real issues that sooner or later are going to involve them, because of course this is not the only issue of total corruption with the current administration, but a flagrant example of a total disregard for human life and suffering. Why would you arm people who are torturing people to death unintentionally? Go right ahead, Alan.
Well, nobody in their right mind would do that. The problem is they're doing it because they didn't think it through. They never probably figured that these guns would come back and be used in crime in the United States. They probably figured they'd stay in Mexico, create crimes in Mexico, be traced back to the United States. That way, the government could then say, see, all these guns from the United States went to Mexico, you know, to be used in crime. We need to crack down, put gun shows out of business. We need to regulate guns more. We need to ban semi-automatic firearms from being sold to the public. And that's, of course, what the agenda was here. To try to manipulate a political agenda in this fashion, I think is unheard of in our country's history. I can't think of any other time when something like this has been done this blatantly with deadly weapons. So, I mean, that's what's behind it all. When you have an administration that's so bent on pushing a political agenda through by doing an act like this to help move their agenda, it's really kind of scary and kind of frightening and kind of alarming and something every American should be upset with. It doesn't matter if you're pro-gun rights or anti-gun rights. The fact that you'd allow administration to do this and get away with it is unheard of.
I certainly agree with what you're saying. We'll be back here in just a moment. And certainly our guest, Alan Gottlieb, with the Second Amendment Foundation, will be back in just a moment here. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest, Alan Gottlieb, with the Second Amendment Foundation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Alan, if you are as incensed about this as I am, why, of course, you need to get the information. You need to help get the documentation. Now, do you have information on your website that will help people to be able to get this full story? And I keep updating it as the new information comes out.
We do at saf.org. However, there's a couple other sites that I'd like to tell you about. One is called keepandbeararms.com. It doesn't only have the information from the Second Amendment Foundation on it, but it's got a news link section down the middle that updates every day. And every time there's a new story on this, it's posted on that site back to its original source.
Sometimes now, what is the name of the website?
Keepandbeararms.com.
Keepandbeararms.com. Okay, go ahead.
And it, all these news links are there going back to you know all the original sources. So it isn't just the gun lobby, so to speak, giving you the information. You're going to end up going to you know various networks and talk shows, local newspapers in Arizona and Texas that are writing about it and have reporters covering it locally. So you'll find out all the information, not only about Project Gunrunner or Fast and Furious, but anything to do with firearms, anything happening in the whole world. It's a great place for information on guns. And that's keepandbeararms.com.
All right, fine. So basically, an excellent source. And so the information is out there. You know, the one advantage we have that we've never had before is the internet. It gives us the opportunity for the average person who has a computer, and the average person does have a computer today, where you can get the information, you can verify it. But how are we going to motivate people, Alan, to get involved, to get the information, and to get it out to others and get people concerned? Because most people are concerned about other things. They cannot imagine that anything could ever happen to America. They have this feeling that we have nothing to worry about. It's terrible things are happening over in Africa, terrible things that are happening in South America, terrible things that are happening in Arizona and Mexico, but that doesn't impact on me. How do we get people to understand that no man is an island, and that people are being murdered by the guns that are being smuggled to them with the full help and cooperation of the BATF here in the United States, that it does impact upon them, and sooner or later, perhaps sooner, much sooner than they think, this could have impact upon them and their family?
Well, I guess the lack of information is power, and radio shows like yours and others like it and the internet gets the information out, and I hope when people see it and read it, that they realize it's important to spend a little bit of time doing something about this, and I think that's about all you can ask for. Some people you'll never get motivated to move, but you know, you get 2-3% of the American people all doing something at the same time, and the impact is rather great. And I think we're seeing a lot of momentum build on this right now, and I think it's going to peak in the 2012 elections, because a lot of the people responsible for this are going to be thrown out of office.
Well, I certainly hope that the people who are responsible will be thrown out of office. Now, is there any way to tell whether or not the President of the United States knew about this, or can he always say, well, shucks, I didn't know. I mean, that was Attorney General Holder, but I had no way of knowing that. They called it plausible denial. Is there any way he can utilize that?
Well, I'm sure he's going to try, but let's just be honest about this. When a Border Patrol agent is murdered by a gun that the United States government authorized to be sold, you tell me that news when that breaks isn't going to be on the top sheet of the President's daily briefing report when he's sat at his desk in the Oval Office. So if he missed it, he's incompetent. And for him to even claim that he didn't know what had happened even at that stage is impossible. Now, to claim that he didn't know about it before the guns were sold, which I believe is not the truth either, may be another story. But he actually claimed he didn't know anything about that until just a few months ago, and this happened last December. So that alone is an outright lie by the president. And when it was coordinated, we have a president coordinating out of his office that coordinated all the agencies with the Attorney General's office to do this from all the other various agencies, government agencies, because it wasn't just BATF alone. They were at the point of it, but there were other agencies coordinating with them. When this is all being done, you know, somebody in the White House working under his direction that knows about it, and he, you know, and we can prove that from memorandum at this point. When he wants to claim he didn't know about it, well, you want to claim incompetence, it's fine too. That's still enough reason to vote you out of the White House.
Well, I think it'll be very interesting. The question is, because there are lots of things that could have been used by the Republicans against Barack Obama back in 2008. And they just didn't bother to do it. I mean, they knew all about so many things about Obama. We won't get into the background of them, but these certainly would have disqualified them. They had the information, and they refused to use this. John McCain refused to use the information that would have kept Obama out of the White House. But do you think that they would use it this time?
Well, it's not going to be up to them. We announced something called the Tea Party, so to speak, and a lot of independent citizens that are not definitely working within a party structure per se, and are working for the good of the country. And I think lots of people out there are going to be making a big issue out of this, and is it going to be up to a party or not? They're not going to have the choice one way or the other.
All right, fine. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in this next year. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you suddenly have a question or comment, because my fear is that the Republican Party establishment will be behind Governor Perry, and he is their candidate, and they're certainly going to play the same game that they always do. Tweedledum, Tweedledee, which globalist candidate you want. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. It's going to be fascinating to see if they can pull the same scam on the American people once again that they have so many times before, with two globalist candidates. In fact, in 2008, we had the most liberal Republican senator in the United States Senate running against the most liberal Democrat senator in the United States. How could you get two such terrible candidates? Well, somebody, of course, didn't want us to have a real choice. Will we have a real choice in 2012? That's going to be up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you care enough about your country to get involved? Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We're talking about Operation Gunrunner, Operation Fast and Furious, as the BATF has been intentionally, purposely, and maliciously arming the drug a cartel in Mexico that has been killing people down there indiscriminately and suddenly destroying the political stability of that tragic nation. Well, basically, of course, how bad are things in Mexico today? Now, of course, we hear that. You get away from the border, things are really not too bad. It's only along the border that we see the kidnapping and the murderers. What's the real truth down there, Alan? You are sure, I'm sure, on top of this.
Well, I'm glad you're asking that question, because last weekend I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and I met with three Border Patrol agents from the Casa Grande sector. And the Casa Grande sector runs from the border all the way past Phoenix in Arizona. It's the quadrant where most of the drugs, illicit drugs from Mexico come up through. And it's funny you're mentioning, you know, right at the border, the heavy crime problem, but, you know, it doesn't go much further, so to speak, but it does. The Casa Grande sector goes all the way through, up through northern Arizona, because a lot of these criminals coming across the border don't do their stuff around the border. They wait till they get past the border thinking that it's safe. There's no Border Patrol agents around, and they commit the acts further north in the United States. And our Border Patrol is actually working much further north than just the border these days, as a lot of the crimes are happening in other places as well. It's pretty ugly down there. The day before I met with the three Border Patrol agents, they found two dead bodies in the desert. One was an illegal with a backpack full of drugs that died of dehydration. Another one didn't have his backpack on, but he had a bullet through his head, and some other drug cartel rival killed him and stole it. This goes on there every day, and Border Patrol agents, when they're down there, they're usually working by themselves one at a time, and if they see spot something, then they call for assistance, and you know, another agent or two gets them. They're mostly working actually on foot, sometimes on bicycles, because they have motorized vehicles. Bad guys hear them coming, and you know, they can hide before they can find them and see them. So it's really a lonely operation for them out there, and they're out there for, you know, 7 to 10 days at a time before being relieved to be able to come back. And it's very scary for these guys. They live out there, you know, in fear. One of the Border Patrol agents I met with was one who worked side by side with Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent who was murdered by one of these firearms that came back across the border. And let me tell you, they're pretty livid about how some of this goes on. They're there to protect us and trying to protect themselves and their own families as well. And it's not a good situation down there right now.
But do they have the backing of their superiors? You know, I know that I think probably the average run and file or something of the people in the Border Patrol, the guys trying to do a good job. But my understanding is a lot of times they do not have the backing of their superiors or the supervisors. What did they tell you about that?
They did, actually. And what's interesting is they get the backing of the superiors up to a point. One of the areas where they lose it is sometimes they're not allowed to use as much force as they'd like to defend themselves against you know, criminals coming across the border to protect themselves. They've got to be very careful about that. It's not really the superiors that's the biggest problem for them. It's the politicians and Department of Homeland Security and others far above their superiors, so to speak, that don't really paint an accurate picture of what's happening down there. One of the alarming things I was told about, which really just disturbed me greatly, was that all three Border Patrol agents in Mexico have their own private insurance policies to protect themselves from liability, because obviously a lot of these illegals coming across have been taught very well to start screaming discrimination, and that you hit me, you did this to me. And one of the problems is they turn around in civil court and they sue, and they ask for the Border Patrol agents' assets to be frozen until trial, so that the money isn't taken away, so that if they win a judgment, they can get it. And then the Border Patrol agents can't even afford to pay their own rent or feed their own families. And our own government looks the other way and doesn't really protect them that way. They have to get their own private insurance policies to protect themselves from liability against these suits.
That's madness, Alan. That's absolute madness. I mean, you would think the government would be solidly behind that, Sidney, people that they're employing to enforce the law.
Yeah, these guys, two of them were ex-Marines. One of them was a former New York City police officer that left and went to South Dakota to be a police officer. They decided he wanted to work the border for the federal government. Three unbelievably dedicated men that are willing to put their lives on the line to protect American citizens. And we don't, you know, and our government doesn't really necessarily protect them in their employment. It's really, they have a very tough road to hoe. And they admit they have more Border Patrol agents today than they did 4 years ago, but they still don't have anywhere near enough boots on the ground. And every time everybody talks about immigration reform, the numbers of illegals crossing the border double and triple because they want to get here first in line to get to become a citizen. So every time the issue gets talked about, the influx of illegals gets greater.
Well, you know, because I would think that they would have serious questions, you know, when you have a job like that and you know that you do not have the backing of your superiors. We've seen in Sydney, what I believe is malicious criminal prosecution of people who have worked there on the border for unnecessary use of force in Sydney. Question that comes with, they thought that the people were armed and their lives were in danger. They shot at them. They didn't even necessarily kill them. They may have wounded them. And of course, these people were allowed, these criminals who are here illegally in our country smuggling drugs, were allowed to end up suing the border patrolmen for actually firing back at them, and whether maybe they were mistaken whether they had a weapon. They claimed they didn't. How would we know when they were telling the truth? Why would we take the word of a criminal over one of our own border patrolmen?
Yeah, I mean, there should be photographs of one of their fellow border patrol agents that was hit in the face with a 6-inch rock, and because it was a rock and it wasn't a gun, so to speak, the border patrol agent wasn't allowed to use his gun for deadly force back. His whole face is totally mangled and destroyed for the future. He's now on disability and can't work anymore. These guys have to put up with that every single day when they're out there in the front line.
Well, I would think that these people would be furious. In fact, I'm not even quite sure why they continue working there. But were they meeting with you, hoping that you'd be able to get the message out? Was that the reason that they contacted you?
Well, I'll tell you the main reason they met with me was that they had talked to me about a stop they had made of two young women that went off of the road through an Indian reservation near the border. And it was a suspicious thing that the vehicle would leave the road. And so one of them raided the other two for help. They got there. And they went to the car and they searched it. There were two large boxes in the back seat that had 32 AK-47s in it that were fully automatic. And when they traced the sales of them, they were traced to gun shows sold legally at the gun shows. But as you know, you can't sell a fully automatic AK-47 legally at a gun show. So in quizzing the BATF on it, they found out that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is who really purchased them, and they converted them to fully auto, sold it to a middleman to go to the drug cartel. These two poor women didn't even know what they had in the car. They were driving down, paid to basically be mules to deliver them to pick up money or drugs near the border for somebody else who was going to meet them in a certain spot. And then what infuriated the Border Patrol agents were ATF took these fully automatic, and I showed pictures of these 32 fully automatic AK-47s. The ATF took them back so they could resell them again to the drug cartel. This wasn't part of Fast and Furious. Or if it was, they didn't know it by name. But the Border Patrol agents, this has happened, and they wanted to get the information out to us as fast as they could.
And is this something that's happened recently in the last few weeks?
In the last few months.
The last few months. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this sort of thing that's going on, and this is the sort of thing that, of course, were they able to get this information out on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN? Had they tried to get the information out?
It's our job to get it out, and we're working on that as we speak. But the thing is that what really alarmed them was the fact is that they don't know if this was part of Fast and Furious or Project Gunrunner, and it's interesting to see if it was or not, because if it was, it's after it's already been blown on Project Gunrunner and Fast and Furious, this was done. So this may have been a whole separate, something different, or a whole different project, a different program, but the bottom line is that I saw the pictures of it all with my own two eyes.
All right, fine. Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very real problem. We seem to have people working in government. Now, this is something that's happened fairly recently. You say, the last 2-3 months?
Yes.
Where it seems to be intent upon arming the drug cartel in Mexico. Are you concerned, Sydney? Well, that's a problem in Arizona, a problem in Texas. What are they doing and arming people illegally? Could those weapons eventually be used in your part of the country? Could they be used against someone you know or someone you love? You don't put automatic weapons in the hands of criminals, and if you do, somebody in government has to be held responsible. And as long as they cannot be sued, they cannot be charged criminally for criminal activity, and this is criminal activity, no man's life or family is safe. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I guess Alan Gottlieb. Alan, one more time, your telephone number?
425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 1-2.
Now that's the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Alan, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay.
You go right ahead.
Well,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United
States. Website, get the information. We need to be doing things, not simply sitting back and doing nothing. Well, of course, Radio Liberty is on the front lines of this battle as well. And if you, of course, are in a position to help us, would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got a lot of very significant things coming up. We'll tell you more about as time goes by. But first of all, we want you to understand what we are really up against. Why would our government be arming the Mexican drug cartel? Because we have wicked and evil people in government who want the cartel, which is obviously has strong occult roots, is torturing people. And we're talking about literally hundreds, if not thousands of people tortured to death in recent months and recent years. We're arming them. Why would you do something like that? You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to certainly get on my talks on the Forbidden Secret. It's on DVD. My talk on the Dark Secret. It's on DVD. You need to get the syllabuses that go with those. So you really understand the nature of the enemy we face today. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you're interested in health, we've got all sorts of books and tape sets. You're interested in vaccines, we've got all sorts of information. Got a great new CD set on the origin of chronic fatigue syndrome. I mean, we've got millions of Americans with chronic fatigue and Lyme and fibromyalgia and Gulf War illness. And we've got an excellent tape set. It really goes into the actual treatment of that and things that have been found to be efficient by four doctors who work with this. It's called The Origins of Chronic Fatigue. We recommend this tape set to you. And then, of course, we have all sorts of other information available through Radio Liberty. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will certainly want, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we suddenly spread our message out across the country. We've got the new station in Phoenix we picked up last week. We're hoping that Genesis is going to carry this program on their satellite. We're negotiating with them to do that so we can pick up new stations. And, of course, Joyce Riley just called me today and asked me if we'd go in on with her as we get people to start putting in calls to the stations to get more people listening to her program and to my program. So, again, of course, if you'd like to become part of our family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927, but our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you go there, of course, you can listen to our program on the Internet. You can listen to the archive programs. Our programs are available on iPod, MP3, archived programs. Certainly they, and, of course, then, of course, you can listen 24 hours a day. That's available on telephone. And, of course, if you have unlimited minutes, you can listen through the Genesis Network. All of this is available by going to radioliberty.com. Your job is to tell others about our program. Your job is to call radio stations and ask them to put us on and encourage them to put our programs on. And hopefully, as time goes by, more and more stations will want to carry our program and learn about what's really going on. We are reaching more people all the time, and with your help, of course, we will have an impact in this truly spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Again, our number, of course, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we are on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.